We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Weekend Perspective. I'm Kitty Dunn. And the problem of homelessness or people experiencing homelessness is not something that just happens in the big cities. It happens everywhere, including right here in Madison. And one organization has made a big effort to help the people who are experiencing homelessness get a home and get their lives back on track. And we're joined by Tammy Fleming, who is the volunteer coordinator with the Beacon Day Resource Center here in Madison. Tammy, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Katie. Thanks for having me.
All right. First of all, before we talk about all the good things that the Beacon is doing, you've been involved with helping homeless people for quite a long time. You founded the Friends of the State Street family several years back. So you've been doing this, and it's been part of your life for a long time. Describe the situation here in Madison when it comes to homeless people.
Well, we have people here experiencing homelessness from all walks of life. I mean, you might see some of the people who are more obviously homeless around, you know, the downtown area, but we have people who are, you know, a quarter of the number of people who are homeless in Madison are children. You know, we have families who are doubled and tripled up in apartments, and we see a lot of those folks here at the Beacon. We also have a lot of people who hold regular jobs that are homeless, and because of Madison's 2% vacancy rate, it takes a lot of people a long time to get an apartment through the traditional way if they have anything in their rental history that's not perfect. So that's a little bit different with Madison compared to some of the other cities. But Madison is a housing-first city, which is something that Mayor Soglin did initiate, and that has made a huge difference for a lot of people experiencing chronic homelessness here. I've seen people that I've known for 8 or more years getting housed over the last several years, and it's been they've had a great amount of success with that program.
What does that mean that Madison is a housing first city?
So housing first is a concept that people who are chronically homeless that maybe have no ability to be able to pay for apartments or rent an apartment on their own. Chronically homeless people are people who've been homeless for, you know, several times over the course of a couple of years or for X number of months. They do this thing that called a VI SPDAT. It's a questionnaire that rates not only how many months they've been homeless, but it measures how many risk factors they are for staying homeless. And so that score will determine who's at the top of the list, and the people with the worst score, the people who are less likely to get housed on their own, get placed in an apartment, and they don't have to have a means to pay for it yet. What happens is they're placed in an apartment, and then caseworkers work with them to either get employment or be able to have someone, help them apply for Social Security income if that's appropriate. They also do wraparound services to help that person because there's several layers to chronic homelessness and why someone stays homeless for as long as some do. So it's really a comprehensive way to help someone, and it's actually fiscally really much more responsible to do it that way because it's so much cheaper to house people who are homeless than it is to leave them homeless. I think the HUD numbers are somewhere between $40,000 and $60,000 a year per person, and housing for a person who is homeless is about a tenth of that. So it's a much more responsible way, and it's a much more humane way because the thought process behind it is that when you have someone has a stable housing, it's much easier for them to make appointments, to get to a job, to stay, you know, keep their clothes clean, to be able to shower on a regular basis. and do the things that they need to be able to function in a job or in society and be able to take care of issues that they've been struggling with.
We're talking with Tammy Fleming from the Beacon Day Resource Center here in Madison. She's the volunteer coordinator there. Now, the mission of the Beacon is to address the causes of homelessness, not just put somebody in a house. It goes further than that. And you kind of mentioned that a little bit, but there are so many things that the Beacon is doing. It really seems like hope shines here, which is you're saying really is true.
Well, we do have a lot of services that we offer for people. The first floor, we have two floors, and the first floor of our services are all for basic human needs, food, showers, laundry. People can get mail here. They can use the phone for free. We offer basic information and resources. And then the second floor of our facility has all these partner agencies on site that people really need to be connected to, and having them here all in one place makes it so much faster. It makes the situation that they're in so much easier to deal with when they can just go from room to room upstairs in our facility if they have to see the VA or Briar Patch or Unity Point Health or Tularean or Food Share, Salvation Army, Porchlight, Badger Care, Ford Service Corporation for Employment, Community Action Coalition. I mean, we have so many amazing partners here that really make the process of getting out of homelessness the process is really a group effort because there are several parts and pieces, you know, to what causes homelessness and what will help a person get off the street. But having them all in one place has really helped a lot of people move forward quickly. For instance, in the first 6 months of this year, we had 185 people get jobs and 71 households get housed. And those are all because of, you know, basic needs being met and then being able to get to these services quickly and efficiently, instead of having to spend all day riding a bus from one place to another, if they could get a bus pass. We also have a large computer lab here on site and several meeting rooms besides the offices that are shared by all of our partner agencies. So it's really a one-stop shop, and we're grateful to our partner agencies for making that possible, as well as the county and the city and United Way.
We're talking with Tammy Fleming from the Beacon here in Madison, helping people experiencing homelessness. And one of the things that when I was reading about this being put together, I thought, like, what a small thing, but to have laundry facilities so they can have clean clothes, like just a small thing like that could make such a huge difference.
It sure can. I mean, it's awfully hard for someone to get a job if they don't have clean clothes. And it's a terrible thing for dignity, too, not to be able to have something clean to put on or not to be able to shower. So being able to provide those things is really a positive experience for a lot of our volunteers here. It's funny, in our shower area, a lot of times, because all of our showers are private, we can hear people singing in the shower. And that always makes me happy because it tells me that a little bit of privacy gives people a little bit of dignity, and that makes them happy.
So, Tammy, you were also involved in one of the founders of the Friends of the State Street family, going out on these food runs and doing all this stuff for people who are homeless. How did you get interested in this? What opened up your heart to these people?
Actually, I was volunteering at St. Mary's in the emergency room, and a woman was brought in who was homeless, and she was elderly and very physically ill and also mentally ill and in crisis. And I sat with her because she came in alone, and she just broke my heart. And it was one of those spiritual swift kicks to the head that, you know, something is just terribly wrong, that this woman who is so vulnerable could be homeless. I decided to do something about it, and things kind of sprang from there. Actually, the next day I started Googling homelessness in Madison and talking with other people, and we ended up bringing food out to State Street not that much longer after that, and that became food runs, and then we became street outreach, and now we have seven teams going out, one each day of the week, some with, you know, doctors and nurses and social workers, but also lots of volunteers on them to help people where they're at and just survive until they're able to thrive.
Exactly. So now you're the volunteer coordinator at the Beacon. What kinds of volunteers are you looking for?
Volunteers over 18. You have to be over 18 to volunteer here, but people who are willing to just roll up their sleeves and help in a real practical way. You know, the nice thing about being able to do these practical things for people is that we see the results of that work pretty quickly, because, you know, people will come back and say, hey, I got a job today, or they'll tell us they're going for an interview and we wish them well, and then they come back and let us know, or they'll let us know when they're working on housing and they'll come back all excited telling us, we get our apartment in 2 weeks, I can't wait. And, you know, they thank volunteers all the time for doing their laundry or for serving them food or doing anything to help them. And a lot of our guests are just so appreciative of any little thing that we do, and it's a very heartwarming and a good way to spend your day. So we have people here who volunteer to run our front desk and to do laundry, to run the shower program, to serve or make food, to run the computer lab, to help with kids in the family area. We have a completely separate area for families with small children. Or to help with our guests and just finding resources for them. So there's so many opportunities, and we could potentially have 20 volunteers here a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, if we could. And so we always have space for more. I actually do an orientation training for people every Friday morning from 9 to 11 that people can just drop in on. And you're at the Beacon.
And the Beacon is located, I should probably tell people where it is. It's at 615 East Washington Avenue. And have there been any challenges that you've had to meet, like things that you didn't expect would happen, that you've had to like go through the growing pains to deal with at the Beacon?
Well, we've really grown a lot in this past month, actually. We've gone from an average, before this month, our average was about 180 people per day that would drop in, and now we're at 230. So it was a really huge jump all of a sudden. So we're having more demands on all of our services, more food necessary, and so that was a little bit of a surprise. But you know, this is our first full year. We've only been open since October 16th. So it's great that we have so many staff and volunteers and partner agencies that are willing to just roll with it and make things work.
Are there donations that you're looking for? I'm sure money would be helpful, but other things that are helpful?
Yeah, money is always helpful. but we do also in-kind donations. We're always looking for, if people travel a lot and they have like the hotel size hygiene products, those are perfect for our volunteer program, or for our volunteer, the shower program, I'm sorry. We also look for razors and deodorant, socks, new underwear, really practical things that people just need to function each day and to stay clean and feel good. Also, anytime anybody would like to donate any cereal or eggs or any breakfast items, those are things we really don't have funding for, but have been able to provide like a light breakfast, and then different groups bring in lunch each day of the week.
Oh, that's interesting. So different organizations like sign up for a day and then they help. Is that how that works?
Yeah. We have some that do it every week, and then on Sundays we have openings for different groups to come in and provide lunch. Now, and we can also augment that lunch if someone's not able to provide lunch for over 200 people. That's okay. We can help. It's kind of daunting if you're a small group, but we do have groups that provide it Monday through Saturday on a regular basis. We're so fortunate to have small churches and groups that come in and do that.
Tammy Fleming with the Beacon Day Resource Center here in Madison. Hope shines here as they help people who are experiencing homelessness. What's the best way that people can find out more information, or maybe find out how to volunteer, what kind of things you're looking for?
Right. We have a site called www.thebeaconhelps.org. Or you can call the volunteer coordinator here at the Beacon at 608 at 608-826-8022. I also coordinate all the in-kind donations. So if you have things you'd like to drop off, we'd be happy for that.
I think when you have like a good coupon or a good big sale and you don't maybe have kids that eat cereal anymore, grab some boxes and bring them to the Beacon.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
All right, Tammy Fleming with The Beacon, thank you so much for taking time to chat, and thanks for all the good work you do.
Thank you, Kitty.
And thank you for listening. For Weekend Perspective, I'm Kitty Dunn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.